I'm Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, and it's time for K1 Sports with Phil Weaver and Evan Farbach.
Good morning, 42 degrees. K1 Sports time is 6:41. We're one day away from Bartlesville's football team's 6A2 semifinal playoff matchup against Bixby as the Bruins take on the Spartans tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock down in Owosso. The winner makes the 6A2 state championship game. Bixby is 7-4. The Spartans won the 2014 6A2 state title. Bruin head coach John McKee says Bixby looks like it's peaked at the right time.
They're starting to click at the right time. Kind of went through a lull there in the latter part of the season, but they looked really good the other day against the Lawton, against a very good Lawton team. Being able to put up 36 points on that team is impressive. So it'll definitely be a challenge for us.
Bartlesville owns a victory over the Spartans after its Week 5 win. The Bruins beat Bixby 50-33 back on October 2nd. Bartlesville is averaging 42 points per game under first-year offensive coordinator Andrew Rice. Rice says that coming to Bartlesville and working with the likes of quarterback Colton Penrod and wideout A.J. Parker has made him a better coordinator.
It's like getting a bike on Christmas. You go and you open it up and you're stoked, you're tickled to death. It's been great, and it makes my job a lot easier just because we've got so much to work with. If one guy's having an off night, we've done a good job of somebody else stepping in and making plays.
The winner between Bixby and Bartlesville will take on the winner of Sand Springs and Booker T. Washington. The Hornets and Sandites play tonight, 7:30 down in Sepulpa. K1 will have that Bruins semifinal game for you with pregame starting at 12:30 tomorrow, right here on AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Staying with high school football, the Nowata Ironmen wrapped up their season last week. They lost in the first round of the 2A playoffs to Colcord, 14-12. Nowata finished the year with a 7-4 record. Ironman head coach Matt Hagebush says he knew scoring against Colcord could be a struggle.
One of our issues as the season came to a close was, getting some points on the board and being efficient offensively. They held us to two scores and they missed an extra point and got their two-point conversion, and then we, missed one of our extra points. And so I guess ultimately you could say it came down to kicking game.
Hagebush says he will especially miss this year's senior class because they were freshmen when he took over the program.
I told him at the beginning of the year that, we were all freshmen 4 years ago, me included, my first year ever as a head coach. And they've been a really special group. There's no question, and they'll be missed.
Nowata does have some notable returners coming back next season. The Ironmen return starting quarterback Cody Smith and running back Terrell Collins. There's more audio from Hagebush available online with this story at BartlesvilleRadio.com. With football beginning to wrap up around Northeast Oklahoma, many athletes are getting ready for basketball season. Don't miss K1's basketball season preview tomorrow morning during our annual Coaches Breakfast broadcast. All the area head coaches will be on hand to talk about their high school clubs. First-year Bartlesville girls head coach Krista Bynum says the Lady Bruins practice has been going well so far.
They've gotten better over the last month and a half. We had a scrimmage last night. Actually Tuesday night, and it looked really good. So we're getting there. They're young, they're coming in, they're learning every day. They're eager to learn, which is always good.
That broadcast runs from 7:30 until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll be live from Ahava Cafe in downtown Dewey, right here on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3, also available online at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Staying on the hard court, Oklahoma Wesleyan's conference openers came up all Eagles last night here in Bartlesville. The women beat Bethel College 97-83, and the men topped Bethel 98-81. Lady Eagles improved to 4-3 overall. The men are 3-4. Both clubs are in action again tomorrow, a doubleheader at Ottawa University starting at 3. College basketball continuing now. Oklahoma State got a win during its opener in the Charleston Classic yesterday afternoon. The Cowboys topped Towson 69-52. OSU, Oklahoma, and Tulsa are all in action today. The Pokes take on George Mason at noon in round 2 of that Classic. Tulsa plays Ohio at noon as well. That's the Golden Hurricanes round round one game in the Paradise Jam. And OU hosts McNeese State at 7 o'clock. That's a non-conference matchup for the Sooners. And we'll have that game for you on 100.1 FM KYFM. Pregame starts at 6:30. And that's sports. I'm Evan Farbach.